Gospel reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. I'm reading from the Common English Bible. If you'd like to follow me in your pew Bibles, page 816. On the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and shouted, "All who are thirsty should come to me. All who believe in me should drink, as the scriptures say concerning me. Rivers of living water will flow out from within him." Jesus said this concerning the Spirit. Those who believe in him, who soon receive the Spirit, but they hadn't experienced the Spirit yet, since Jesus hadn't been glorified.
Have you ever been really thirsty? I mean, really thirsty. I'm not talking your normal everyday, I just mowed the grass, or I just had some of the Boy Scouts tacos, thirsty. I mean, really thirsty. Something to just quench your thirst. There's times in life that we have that thirst, but we don't quench it. There's times that we allow ourselves to become dehydrated. And I mean dehydrated, where you're laying on the floor and you got severe cramps and it hurts so bad that you just can't move. Years ago, I was working in Florida and we were building homes, and it was 110 degrees about 8 o'clock in the morning. And I thought I was drinking a lot of water, until the point where my hand locked up around my hammer. And a guy had to come up to me and pry my fingers open to take the hammer out of my hand. And I thought I was taking in enough water. For days and days and days after that, I just had to keep drinking more and more and more water to be able to replenish what I'd already lost. And then once I went back into work, I had to drink twice as much then again, because it just kept pouring out of me. I allowed myself to become so depleted of what was in me to keep me alive that I cramped up and life stopped. There was a man, he was going to set out on a journey, and he was going to walk across the Mojave Desert. Thought it'd be a fun thing to do in the middle of August. So he painfully prepared himself for the trip. He had a backpack, he put a tent in there. Inside the tent, he folded up a Thinsulate blanket, because he'd heard that the desert gets cool at night. Everywhere else, he packed in nutrition bars. He was ready. His friends drove him out to the desert, and he set his eye out for the Sierra Nevada mountains. One foot in front of the other, he started walking. And the farther he walked, the farther his friends were behind him. And he continued to walk. Each step, painfully pouring out. As the noonday heat set in, he decided, look, it's time to stop. It's time for a little protein, a drink, and then I can continue on my journey. Because he had 7 days to make it to the other side, where his friends were going to pick him up. When he sat down, he realized the error that he made. He had his nutrition bars, but he had no water. He set out on a journey ill-prepared. As he sat there pondering, he thought out there in the distance, he thought he'd seen a little town. I can make that town, he thought. So he ate his nutrition bar and he stood up and he started to walk a little bit further. And the farther he walked, the more he realizes that was a mirage out in front of him. What he needed was an oasis, but he saw a mirage. We can look at the church as an oasis, can't we? There's times that we come into the church that we are so dehydrated, we're depleted of the things that keep us alive. And we struggle and struggle and struggle. But when we get to this oasis, we realize, here's where it's at. The Jesus water. You're inside here where you're protected from the world outside. You're around people who love you, people who are allowed to make mistakes, people who forgive you for your mistakes, people who embrace you because you've been spiritually depleted. They're there to help replenish you. Each and every time we come into that oasis, we experience a new thing, a new calling, a new understanding. We're no longer walking in that desert one step in front of us, one after another, realizing the heat's just beating down on us and there's nothing there to quench our thirst. Now we all can think, what an idiot. He deserves to die because he made the mistake. It's his fault. Not mine. Why should I worry about this person who's dehydrated? This person who's suffering? Jesus teaches the disciples that he who thirsts, he who has a real thirst, come to me to be quenched. Now we can look at that text and it really tells us a lot this morning. It tells us all. That's an important word there. All who thirst. All need to be replenished. Not just with sips, but with large gulps. We have to realize in our spiritual walk, we become dehydrated. We tend to separate ourselves from what gives us life. We focus on the world around us, but it never really replenishes us, does it? It never has anything that completely quenches our thirst. You can go to the refrigerator on a hot day and you've been sweating and you're pouring out the sweat and you can reach in there and you can grab a glass of tea. Does it quench your thirst? Or does it just temporarily wet your mouth? Or if you grab that water, are you not completely rehydrated? The important thing about today's text is these words. John 7:37 says, all who are thirsty should come to me. All who are thirsty should come to me. In my life, I've had times that I didn't realize I had a spiritual thirst. I was sipping at the scriptures. I was sipping at the understandings. I was sipping at the worship. And I want you just to, in your mind, picture this. You walk into the worship service today. There's no beautiful music coming out of the piano. No one leading the songs, and no scripture. All you hear is the quiet cries of a baby down the hall, the creaking of the seats. You're thirsty. Each time you need to take a gulp of the music, a gulp of the people around you. A gulp of the text. Not because the pastor tells you to do it. It's because you're thirsty and you want to do it. Today's Pentecost, and we realize that fire descended upon the disciples and poured out God's love inside them. And he sent them out to all the nations to speak clearly, not just to the nations they like, but also the nations they dislike. Same thing happens every time you walk into a service. You've got to allow God to rain down on you. Leave the world outside. It's safer to leave your troubles out there. Be replenished in here. And once you've been replenished, you can realize the troubles that are out there can be easily washed away with the fluids that are living inside you now. We've all got stress. We've all got heartache. We've all got illness. We've all got sadness. But we've all got to develop that thirst. That thirst that will quench you all the days. So when you're in the spiritual desert, what you think is a mirage is really an oasis. Please stand and join us in our closing song. Lord, we're diving in head first and we're doing the back float so we can stay in here as long as we can. Lord, I ask you to bless us as we leave this house today. Enlighten our minds. Open our spirits. Create us a new day. In your Son's holy and precious name I pray. Amen.